This is Kate Moorhead Carroll in the podcast Find It. This is a series called Holy Living. Today's podcast is called Sanctuary. When I was little, my dad was very depressed. Back then, little was known about mental illness or mood disorders. All we knew was that my dad had to go to bed and couldn't get to work. He lay in bed for 3 months. I thought it was 3 years as a little girl, but when I got older and started therapy, I actually asked him, and he said that it was only 3 months. But as you can imagine, I was scared. My dad was and is very devout. He told me that it was because he believed in God that he didn't take his own life. The very first prayer I remember saying sounded like a letter. I guess I thought you sent God a letter in your mind. The prayer went like this. Thank you, God, for life. Love, Catherine. I learned to say it along with my breath. That helped. But I was still scared. When I was about 4 years old, my mother, who was a concert pianist, began practicing the organ. She found a beautiful Episcopal church on the green in New Haven, Connecticut. It was a stone church with a tall steeple, marble floors, vaulted ceilings, stained glass, the works. Trinity Church on the Green. The moment I entered that church, I felt this presence. It was peace, a fullness. It held me safe. My mom turned on the lights only in the chancel area. The rest of the church was dim. I took off my shoes and ran down the aisles in my socks. I played hide-and-seek in the pews. There was something, someone immense there. I felt free, like I wanted to dance, but also safe, like I was being held. There is a certain space in every church that Christians call the sanctuary. It is the place where we worship God. The word sanctuary comes from the Latin sanctus, which means holy. It is a holy place. And the word holy or sanctus in even more ancient language of Hebrew is kadosh, which means simply set apart. The sanctuary is the place where you are safe, where you can find refuge, where you are loved and known and held. It stands apart from the chaos and busyness of the world, and it should be more beautiful, quiet, peaceful. I have been a priest all my adult life. I have served in small churches, medium-sized churches, and large churches. I have run all kinds of meetings and dealt with all kinds of people, but to this day, when I enter the sanctuary, I feel my blood pressure go down. I can breathe. Thank you, God, for life. Love, Catherine. The ancient churches, whose roots date back to the time of Jesus, they express their faith through architecture. The architecture of these sanctuaries tells the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. All of these churches, from Roman Catholic to Eastern Orthodox to Anglican, they are built in the shape of a cross, and they face east, where the sun rises in the morning, as we look to the Son of God rising. Through the most recent centuries, we have worshipped on the first day of the week to celebrate life as the sun rises. The stained glass windows tell the story of the Bible, and when people couldn't read in the Middle Ages, the stained glass windows were how people learned the stories of Scripture. There is no right and wrong way to worship. Every church has different styles and customs. Physical gestures, like making the sign of the cross on your body, are offered as an option for you to help your mind focus, for when we move the body, the mind tends to follow. In the ancient churches where the Eucharist, or Last Supper, is celebrated each week, you will find that at the heart of the church is the altar. The pulpit and lectern, where sermons are preached and the Scripture is read, are also prominent. We move through a conversation with God in our worship, and God takes us to the altar, where we share in the meal that Jesus shared with the disciples so long ago. We are transported into God's presence in this sanctuary. And God doesn't mind if we lift our hands with rock and roll or kneel with beautiful ancient music. God just wants our hearts to open. But we are entering a post-Christian age. Most of this is good, for the church will no longer be linked to politics or governance. The church will probably be smaller, but made up of real disciples, of people who are truly trying to find God. But the part that makes me sad is when I drive by sanctuaries who are closed, or who are hanging on by a thread, with paint chipping and yellowed plexiglass covering the stained glass windows. Across the nation, developers are swooping in and buying the land and buildings from sweet little dying communities who don't know any better, and our sanctuaries are disappearing. For so many centuries, these beautiful places have been heartbeats in the community. Are we really sure that we want them to go away? I am working hard to build the endowments of this cathedral where I serve so that the interest from the funds will throw off enough money to keep the sanctuary safe and well-maintained. This is not cheap. It is taking all that I can do. But I, for one, I want to be able to walk into this beautiful space where the presence of God can be felt and find sanctuary. Thank you for joining me today in this podcast. May God bless you and keep you always.